The Lord Jesus Christ bless you, my precious family, with endurance and joy. Amen. Lord, why do I feel so strange? Jesus replied, I am here with you. If you could see all that is in this room, you would more fully understand why you feel this strange anxiety. I bless the room with holy water. The Lord continued, That's better. The radiation is exceptionally high as well. The times you are living in are quite devoid of peace. Each soul carries with them their particular concerns, and each concern has a vibration that circulates around them in their presence. That is why when you are alone with Ezekiel, you feel a deeper peace. Wait until you get to heaven, my dear one. You will be shocked and astounded at the peace and joy that permeates the atmosphere. In the meantime, the easiest and most expedient way to replicate that is through worship. And more worship. And more worship. Until you are overflowing into the environment. You actually draw the heavenly presence down to earth in your worship. And it doesn't need to be loud, only sincere. That sincerity pierces heaven and creates a portal for the glory of God to manifest. Even the monks of old, as well as some living, even they with their sincere adoration draw down the presence of heaven to overflowing. This is the life, the real life that I impart to you. This truly is the abundant life, not the necessities of the body, but the spiritual substance of worship and adoration. The Father cannot resist the presence of authentic worship, and He is drawn down by your sincere adoration and longing to be near Him and give Him thanks for the life He has bestowed upon you. So few thank Him. Thank Him for His constant love and provision, the light, the warmth, the water, the forest, the houses He provides for His children, the food He watches over and brings to your table, the understanding of holy things, the saints and the Eucharist to help you conform to His beloved Son. Oh, Claire, there is so much to thank Him for, way before heaven. But truly, I can hardly wait for you to taste your heavenly homeland. How wonderful you will feel for the first time in your life. Oh God, thank you for my computer and my keyboard and the ability to make music to glorify you. Oh, thank you, God. There would be no life for me without you. Thank you for my husband and this wonderful group of souls you brought together here. Thank you for my precious animals, too. I could never thank you enough for all the things you shower down upon me, upon us, and the community. Help us to be faithful to those graces, please. Just continue to be faithful to what is given. To steward your resources in accord with my desires, and to love one another. Nothing makes me happier than to see brothers and sisters living together in brotherly love. It is a rare commodity, very rare. Every place in the world you look is strife and rancor. So to have one window into earth shine with brotherly love and authentic worship, while being committed to my Father's agenda. This is our reward. And on the contrary, those having hidden agendas, smiling to your face but bitter behind your back, oh, this so wounds me. My children, you have no idea what a great grace it is to have a community like this, so thoroughly dedicated to each other and my work. In loving one another, you overcome the first rare gift in being patient and making excuses for one another. For being truly committed and not always looking over the fence for greener pastures. For committing yourselves each day to get out of bed, even when you have pain, and embrace your cross cheerfully. Oh, these indeed are rare qualities that Satan is attempting to steal from you. Do not fall for his lies and his enticements. He is furious over every one of you for persevering and is doing everything in his power to separate you from one another, one by one. Continue to stay the course and be faithful, for great is your reward in heaven, and great are the spoils you are taking from his kingdom of darkness. It is truly not understood the power of the grace to persevere in a community. The grace is released by just one move of your pinky in obedience, or far beyond your comprehension. And why is this? Because you have made great sacrifices to be here and persevere. Many very great graces are given you for your faithfulness to leave the world and submit yourselves to this life and your poor little mother, flawed as she is. For instance, I miss nothing. When she does or says something that pushes a button and you refuse to follow your fleshly instincts, that little pinch in your heart counts very much as a true virtue worthy of the saints in heaven. So continue on, my little ones. Hold on to the things you've been given, and do not let Satan lure you away from these gifts, for great is your reward in heaven. Pray for Mother. She does her best, but always is wanting to do better. Your support means all the world to her. You will never know what it is like to lead a community until you have one of your own. Imagine, if you can, having 11 children and constantly keeping up with all their needs, their injuries, their moods, their comforts. What holds us all together is my Holy Spirit working in your hearts and your great love for me. This community is precious indeed, little and very precious. I bless you now to go forward into the workplace before you and blossom into the lovely garden I planted you to be.